You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Officials in two counties are investigating after two people were found dead in Dane County and a third person died after a standoff with law enforcement in Vernon County Tuesday afternoon. A man was sought by the Dane County Sheriff's Office after a man and woman were found dead at a home in the town of Middleton. The suspect fled west on Highway 14 and was later found south of Viroqua, where he took his own life after a standoff, according to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson. A man has died following an altercation. The Grant County Sheriff's Office, Bagley First Responders, and West Grant EMS were dispatched to the area behind Shipwreck Bar in the village of Bagley for an individual in need of medical attention the morning of June 29th, around 12:45. The person had been involved in an altercation outside of the bar. When deputies arrived, they began gathering information and speaking to people involved. Jeffrey Cornell, 65, of Fenimore, was transported to Crossing Rivers Health Center in Prairie du Chien and later transferred to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. On Monday, June 30th, after being released from the hospital, Cornell was found deceased at his home in Fenimore. Jeffrey Cornell was taken to UW Health University Hospital in Madison for an autopsy. The Sheriff's Office is working with the Grant County Coroner's Office and the UW Hospital to determine the cause and manner of his death. This process could take several weeks to complete. As a result of the initial investigation, Jason Britton, 34, of Kelowna, Illinois, was taken into custody and booked into the Grant County Jail for one count of disorderly conduct. Britton was able to post bond and was later released. This incident remains under investigation, and the Grant County Sheriff's Office is still requesting that anyone with information pertaining to this incident contact them at 608-723-2157. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is reminding electric vehicle charging station owners across the state to pay their charging tax by the end of the month. The charging tax was implemented on January 1st and requires electric vehicle charging station owners to pay an excise tax of 3 cents per kilowatt hour. Department of Revenue officials are also reminding charging station owners that the tax is due even if the station is not available for public use and businesses, government agencies, and nonprofit organizations are not exempt from the tax. The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing motorcycle safety reminders after a string of crashes in western Wisconsin over the last week. State Patrol officials say there were 5 motorcycle crashes in western Wisconsin over the first week in July, after seeing about 33 during the month of June. Motorcyclists should remember to be on the lookout for animals and pedestrians crossing the road and to change lanes cautiously. State Patrol officials are also reminding drivers in cars to keep an eye out for motorcycles when changing lanes or turning. Wisconsin Department of Transportation officials are sharing helpful safety tips for residents hauling recreational vehicles across the state this summer. DOT officials are reminding residents that hauled recreational vehicles, like campers, cannot be wider than 8.5 feet or taller than 13.5 feet. They are also required to follow all posted weight restrictions on roads and bridges across the state. Residents should remember to check the condition of their trailer and make sure everything is properly secured before hitting the road. A man died Saturday night in a firework accident. At approximately 9:55, deputies of the Sauk County Sheriff's Office responded to an address on Minnie Creek Road in the town of Laval for the report of a person injured by a firework. Upon arrival, deputies located Jeremiah McQuiston, 46, of Laval. McQuiston had sustained injuries to the upper part of his body, as well as a significant injury to his right wrist. Bystanders had already begun life-saving measures and were assisted by the responding deputies. Laval Fire, Laval First Responders, and Reedsburg EMS arrived shortly after and continued life-saving measures, which were unsuccessful, and Jeremiah McQuiston was pronounced dead at the scene. A 43-year-old Lone Rock man is facing multiple charges after leading law enforcement on a high-speed chase early Monday morning in Iowa County. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, the incident began around 5:30 when a deputy observed a vehicle traveling 106 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone on Highway 23 near Nelson Road in the town of Dodgeville. Despite the deputy activating emergency lights and sirens, the driver continued at a high rate of speed before finally coming to a stop near Gold Mine Road. The driver, identified as Tyson Edward Rogers, admitted to the excessive speed. A records check revealed that Rogers is currently out on felony bail in Sauk County and is also on probation and parole. The Department of Corrections was contacted and confirmed a hold would be placed. Tyson Rogers was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Iowa County Jail. He is facing charges including fleeing or eluding an officer and felony bail jumping. A court appearance is scheduled for August 12th. Members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force, known as Wisconsin Task Force 1, are currently on their way to Texas to assist with search efforts following devastating flooding in portions of the state. Five members of Wisconsin TF1, as well as three canines, left Wisconsin Tuesday morning from the Regional All-Climate Training Center located at Volk Field in Camp Douglas. A suburban Milwaukee businessman, former Navy SEAL, and political newcomer entered Wisconsin's race for governor today, likening himself to President Donald Trump and promising a Wisconsin First agenda. Bill Berrien, age 56, becomes the second Republican to announce for the 2026 contest. Berrien served 9 years as a Navy SEAL and has been owner and CEO of Pindell Global Precision and Liberty Precision Manufacturers of Precision Machine Components in New Berlin for the past 13 years. He is married and has two children. Berrien formed a political action committee earlier this year that has raised $1.2 million since April. Berrien joins Washington County Executive Josh Schumann as the only announced candidates for the race. Numerous other Republicans are considering a run for governor next year, including U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, who represents northern Wisconsin, State Senate President Mary Falsowski, and two-time losing U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, a Madison businessman. This is Berrien's first race for office, and it's the first statewide campaign for both he and Schumann. Democratic Governor Tony Evers, age 73, has not yet said whether he will seek a third term, but indicated this week he will announce his decision this month. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Some time off for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before they host the Nationals tomorrow night. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday, 3-2 in 10 innings. Jackson Churio at the plate with Sal Frelick at third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio, base hit! A winner out of the Brew Crew, sending the Dodgers to their sixth straight loss.
It's also the first time the Brewers have ever swept the Dodgers in a series played in Milwaukee. And after the game, it was announced that closer Trevor McGill has been selected for the All-Star game next week in Atlanta. NBA, Bobby Portis tells ESPN why he wanted to stay in Milwaukee and play for the Bucks.
Just the atmosphere, man, just the culture, man, just being in Milwaukee kind of helped shape and make my career.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about two-thirds of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun. And there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first two installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny to partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Our high in the low to mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms possible with a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.